Andrew Kelleher is with us again from JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Morning, Tim.
Focus on a couple of New Zealand businesses this morning.
Yeah, good news Friday, Tim. I decided we needed a lift before the weekend. Living in Auckland will do that to you. So, so good news Friday. Yeah, do you fancy 100% plus rise in your share price?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's what we saw in the Pacific Edge share price yesterday. Pacific Edge has been very much present in the business news recently. So to give you some quick background, Pacific Edge is listed on the New Zealand Exchange, biotech company, primarily involved in cancer diagnostics with a focus on bladder cancer diagnostic tools, and the company recently took a real body blow in early June. Its key test, sort of key product, was removed from insurance coverage by Medicare in the US. That decision made by the sort of gatekeeper to Medicare. This effectively removed a substantial portion of the company's revenue because the Medicare administrator deemed, in their words, that the oncology product was not considered medically reasonable and necessary. Which is a bit of a blow. It saw a massive shift down the share price, went from 50 cents down to about 7 cents, a long way from the sort of $1.56 we saw in 2021. But so there were real questions as to what happens next for Pacific Edge, but it's been thrown a lifeline. This was announced yesterday. It may be temporary, but it's a lifeline nonetheless. The medical administrator announced it was delaying the decision to implement what was called the local coverage determination that would have seen Medicare coverage of the CX bladder test cease. That was going to come into effect on the 17th of July. There's now going to be further consultation, further work done. So that's good news. And it's given them a bit of a reprieve. And so we saw the share price go from 9.4 cents to 20 cents. There's your 100% plus gain. Happy people.
Yeah, very good for a quick day's work if you were to buy and sell on the same day. Profit upgrades are kind of few and far between at the moment, but we have one, a New Zealand company.
Yeah, we do. So it wasn't the only good news yesterday. So Vista Group announced a profit upgrade. Vista Group also listed on the New Zealand Exchange. Now, it provides sort of technology services, software to the film and cinema industry. And to sort of put that into, to give you a bit of detail, I think the software and systems required to run a multiplex, you know, cinema complex. They're used in over 100 countries around the world. It's done incredibly well to get uptake around the world. It's got an enviable market share in the large cinema circuit. And you're probably, a lot of the listeners, I think, will be familiar with the website Flix, where you book your movie tickets. I used it myself yesterday to book tickets to see Indiana Jones, Tim. They've got a new chief executive. He's pursuing a new organizational structure. They've got a range of brands and companies, bringing them all together in a single business model. So that will streamline their business. It's going to reduce costs, brings forward the projected point when they become cash flow positive, and it will also mean a 6 to 8% reduction in the workforce. And actually, that's an interesting theme, Tim, because this, you know, corporate profitability is under pressure, inflation a key factor there. Unfortunately, I think the next phase of that means, you know, pressure on the jobs market. They'll start questioning how many staff they need, impact on jobs. But anyway, the market responded positively to the prospect of that positive change in projected profitability. Share price got a wee pop higher. Didn't quite go 100%, but an 8% gain for Vista yesterday.
Okay, and a quick rip through the numbers, please.
Yeah, looking at the old share market rally, it's been coming under a bit of pressure recently. A lot of red numbers in front of me this morning. The Dow Jones is at 33,920. It's down 368 points. It's just over 1%. The S&P 500 down 37 points, 4409. And the NASDAQ down almost a percent as well, 126 points, 13,664. Europe was particularly weak last night. It was sort of 2%, 2 to 3% losses across Europe. The FTSE 100, 7280, down just over 2%. The Nikkei down 1.7%, 565 points, 32,773. Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, 3205. The Aussies joined that party yesterday and lost 1.25%, down 90 points, 7163. Slightly more muted loss on the NZ exchange, down 0.36%, 11,959. Kiwi dollar trading at 0.6154 against the US, 0.9289 against the Aussie, 0.5658 euro, 0.4834 against the pound, 88.74 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $1,910.82 And as we start Friday, Brent crude trading at $76.53.
You may take the rest of the weekend, and we'll have you back next week with Mike, who returns, of course, on Monday, Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.